you know, I think as the year went on, and you know the struggles we were having early on and the ups and downs, I think probably along the way you probably realised that this was maybe the end of the road for myself and maybe a few of the girls. You know, 6 years is a right while and one job for the group of girls. We listen to the one voice, so you know it probably during the year it probably became apparent that it was getting near the end of the line. But fuck, we just probably when we got out of the arena on Sunday, we probably realised that yeah, that was the time to go, and so it was, I think, an easy enough decision in the end.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a tough and easy decision at the same time, because it's a huge commitment over 6 years. But also, you talk about, you know, maybe players who are moving away from the game themselves, but you've also had a great opportunity to see the new flock that are coming through, and part of you may be excited about bringing them on or seeing what they could achieve, but I suppose you just had to make the decision for yourself too.
Yeah, look, I think the future is good for Donegal. We were put into a situation this year where we had to blood some very young girls very quick and very early and throw them in at the deep end. And look, I think that's been probably the most pleasing thing of all for the whole year, was the way the younger girls have stepped up. And you know, a lot has been made about our older girls, and some came back and some didn't, and the contribution they made. But like, I think for me, the big change in our season and the big transformation came from the young girls, you know, who as I say grew up very fast. You know, we have a number of younger girls in that squad that, you know, played over the last 5 or 6 games, you know, 3 or 4 games in the championship, and they were just brilliant. Your Abigail Temple of Soakers, a lot been said about Abigail, and you know, carefree little goalkeeper, came in for the first time, never played for Donegal before at any age grade. Katie Lowry, she's only 16 years of age. And then, you know, Tara Higgerty, Amy Boyd Carr, Roisin Rogers, Katie Long, Susie White, you know, the emergence of those guys to become, you know, real standout performers for the team at their tender ages, you know, was very pleasing. And yeah, look, we have a minor team in an All Ireland semi final on Wednesday night as well. And you know, there's a number of those that I'm sure are ready to step up. So yeah, from that perspective, look, it's exciting, all right. But I think just the thing maybe needed a wee change, a wee freshening up, and a change of direction and a new voice. And it's not that in any way your lack of motivation to go or losing interest in the job or the girls. I just felt that maybe the time was right for them to have a new direction.
Yeah, and Maxi, did they probably had an understanding of where you were at, but were there any efforts made to say, you know, one more year?
Well, I think it's been kind of one more year for the last 3 or 4 years, but look, I think to give the older girls their credit, you know, they've been kind of hanging on for the last year or two. You know, there's a number of them, you know, heading for their mid-30s, and you know, some of these people are married women that have postponed having families and starting families and having kids, you know, for just to give their all to Donegal. And you know, people have been putting their bodies at huge risk for, you know, for serious complications down the line, you know. The contribution of the likes of Karen Guthrie and Niamh Higgerty from an injury perspective, about the, you know, the risks that they have put their body to play for Donegal this year especially, you know, is unbelievable really. And you know, it's only in time people have realised, you know, what Karen has done, and you know, the risks that she, you know, endures every day she goes out with her injury history. And and for them to keep going it's a humbling experience for me. And there wasn't really a discussion at any stage, you know, but about who would go or when we go. And but look, I think it's the story's not about me, Greg, to be honest. You know, I think it's about, you know, the Donegal group over the last 6 years. You know, when I came in at 2017, you know, we tried to change a lot of things, and we tried to, you know, improve the thing for the better. I had been fortunate to be involved with Donegal men prior to that, so you know, I had a good experience of seeing how a proper setup should work, and I try to implement as much of that as we could. And you know, we put huge pressure on the girls. We made a massive ask of them in terms of their commitment and buy-in. And you know, I think we've got a lot right over the last 6 years, and we've been fortunate to come at a time when ladies football has been a massive transformation and an upsurge in popularity, and we're very fortunate to be part of that. And you know, this Donegal group have have really taken Lady Swapple and Donegal to a whole new level. And, you know, I think that was evidenced in the crowd that turned up on Sunday in Balbuffet. You know, we were completely humbled when we came out to see the crowd in the stand. And, you know, the game delayed by a few minutes to get all the crowd in. And, you know, and that's you know, it's a brilliant indictment for the Gaelic and how they have captured the imagination of the Donegal people. And, you know, I think, look, it's important. Maybe we didn't have a better show or take the game, you know, closer to the wire. But, you know, that's just the way it went on Sunday. But again, look, I think it's a testament to what those girls have achieved in terms of their standing in Donegal. And
do you know what's amazing, Maxie, too? It's the young girls, and I know them, and it's not just girls, it'd be boys too, but primarily girls that are out talking out now for their local team, that have ambitions of one day playing seniors for their local team or even lining out for Donegal. I mean, the girls get that, don't they? The positive impact they've had on thousands of young people, particularly young girls in, you know, you can be what you can see. And that's what they have done and continue and will continue to do. But it's remarkable as an individual like myself to actually see it happening before my eyes. Young girls, as I say, inspired to try and be like their heroes.
Yeah, and look, you know, we're actually here in convoy this morning. You know, the Donegal senior ladies have taken on to run, you know, a couple of summer camps over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, the kids have signed up on their hundreds, you know, as they're here in convoy this morning with Niamh McLaughlin, Karen Guthrie, Katie Hare, Nini Boyle Carr, Niamh Carr, Shannon McGrady. Over in Donegal Town, you have Niamh Boyle and Emer Galler and Susie White and Roisin Rogers and, you know, these kind of people. And all the girls in the squad will be here at some point in the week. And, you know, that's another testament to how, you know, how important they feel it is to reach out to the next generation, as you say, and, you know, and how available they have made themselves, you know, to the next generation at every turn of, you know, that whatever's been asked of them, you know, they've tried to do it. And look, we are very aware that, you know, they are the role models for the next generation. And you know, and I say the kids have signed up in their hundreds for the different camps across the county and to come and meet the girls and just be coached by them. And look, it's a lovely experience, a lovely sight here this morning in convoy. I don't know what to say over the other camps as well. So yeah, look, it's as you say, look, the younger girls are really taking on what the older girls have done and seeing what they've done, and the participation numbers in ladies football is massive. And, you know, there's a lot being made, protests nationwide about you know, the treatment of ladies footballers, one thing another. And, you know, I think one side of that that's not been acknowledged, and that's the role of society and the acknowledgement of the great efforts that the female cohort is making in sport and the great strides. And, you know, as I say, it was unbelievable to see the Donegal crowd that came on Sunday to support them. But, you know, we do need people to get behind, you know, the girls on a more regular basis, whether that be a club level or county level. And it's not just in Gaelic football either, you know. You know, the quality of entertainment provided by lady footballers in the GA sphere at this point is the one I'm most familiar with, you know, is second to none. And people that have come to watch in recent times have seen that. And look, people need to get behind them. If not, you know, talk is cheap now. Stop talking about, you know, that they should have this and they should have that. Until people actually get out and support them and come in their numbers and more money becomes available, then the girls can get treated at this exact same level as the boys. Now, look, we're very fortunate in Donegal. Our county board has been brilliant throughout my time, and you know, and the business fraternity in Donegal have been absolutely phenomenal. You know, Donna Kelly, Donna Barrett in MCR, Eddie Tobin, Austin Daly, McCafferty's Bar, Declan Boyle, and these people, you know, they've just been absolutely brilliant, and our girls have wanted for nothing. And, you know, I know the protest going along nationwide, but it's actually nothing to do with the Donegal girls. They're just standing with their sisters throughout the country, and everybody's looking for the same thing. But our girls have been so well treated by, you know, the efforts of the county board and the business fraternity, who have really, really supported us, and the girls are really indebted to that and really appreciative of all the help that's been given, you know, by the different entities. So yeah, look, it's a rising tide, you know, raises all boats, and you know, I think that's the way it is in Donegal at the minute. But everybody's got to keep the momentum going now, and I say get out and support the girls whenever you can, and, you know, not just, you know, give I suppose patronising pats in the back and say they're great and they're doing brilliant, you know, because that's the one thing that's going to change everything. And ladies sport is people actually getting behind them and coming out and supporting them and watching them in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Maxie, here we go. You mentioned, of course, your involvement with the men's previously, and you've done 6 years with the ladies. You know, your CV's only, you know, grown and grown since, the highs and the lows, being able to adapt mid-season, talk players back in to rejoining the squad and delivering results along those lines. Are you interested, or could you be persuaded to be interested in the management of the men's teams now? Is this right for you in your managerial career? Is it something that would interest and excite you, Maxi?
Well, at this point in time, it's not something I would have any interest in. You know, yeah, look, down the line, it's pinnacle for any manager or coach, you know, to be involved with their county team. And look, as they have been blessed to have been involved with every Donegal team from under 14 to senior at some point or other. But look, just not at this time. I think, you know, the Donegal men situation is at a crucial turning point. And I think they need a real, you know, high profile figure now to come in and redirect and capture the imagination of the people and the players. And I mentioned, you know, the need for everybody to get behind the girls, same as the case now with the boys. And but look, I just don't feel I'm the person for that role at the minute. And
could you be convinced I think you're being quite modest there in terms of big names and what have you, Maxi. Is it just not right for you in your life more generally at the moment, or could you be convinced as part of a team to have a role in it? Your county might need you, Maxi.
Well, look, it's not me the need to, Greg, to be honest. You know, I think it's a great skill in this life to know where your limits are and know your range. And as I say, that's just, I don't think it's the job for me at this point. I don't think I'm the answer to that particular problem for Donegal. And look, I wish them well in their pursuits. And look, there are some great people around and some big names even within Donegal, and, you know, high profile figures. And I just don't mean to throw out the term big names, you know, loosely. I think, you know, people, you know, need to be struck and taken by a name or a manager, and there has to be a certain amount
You talk about the big names, are you maybe, sorry Maxine, I won't keep you much longer, I know you're busy up in convoy, you're not necessarily talking about the fans, are you talking about the dressing room, that they need a big name, someone that can command respect?
There definitely is a bit of that, you know, there is a bit of that, but I just think the GAA fraternity in Donegal, both male and female level, are, you know, they're crying out for you know, a real strong leader to come now, and as I mentioned earlier, about to raise all boats, mm-hmm. and, you know, to raise the tide and a bit of optimism. You know, we're going to a club championship now, and, you know, we hope that there's a good bit of positivity. You know, the Donegal boys have done tremendous over the last couple of years, and I don't think they've been given the credit they deserve for their efforts. Like, being a county footballer, whether it be as a manager, coach, whatever, it's a tough gig. It's a thankless job. A lot of them, there's great highs, and, you know, a lot of the pleasure and enjoyment we get for it is not seen by other people. It's the journey and the day-to-day working with people and getting to know people and watching kids grow and develop, and, you know, helping them in different aspects of their life, you know, not just their football career. You know, I think a lot of the stuff we do is unseen in terms of the other things that we do for kids and their development, and, you know, that's the enjoyment side of it. But look, it's been a tough road for Donegal, and I think people are too quick to criticise based on results. And I know it's a results-driven business, but, you know, I think there are so many people there. You know, there are donkeys out there sitting behind keyboards, you know, writing all the time and criticising people for their efforts. And, you know, they haven't got a clue of what's going on and what, you know, how much effort is put in by people. And, you know, I think the public need to at times maybe take a step back and appreciate what people do and the effort that they make, and give them time. Like, this is a young Donegal men's group at the minute, no more than the girls. And, you know, they need time. They're not going to be winning the All-Ireland this year or next. And, you know, they need time to grow, and people need to get behind that. And I think that's where the role of the next manager is so important. And I think if you could get somebody that captures the imagination of the Donegal people, coaches, clubs, businesses, supporters alike, you know, the whole lot, if you get behind, look, we've got a lot of negative publicity in recent times, and, you know, over things at administration level as well. And look, you just want people to try and put it behind them now and put you know, the best foot forward and get the right people in the right places. Look, there has to be changes at different levels, and, you know, new personnel need to come in, and, you know, a real freshness is needed, I think, at this point. And but look, hopefully, they find that right person sooner rather than later, and, yeah, you know, when we all get a chance to move
forward.
Yeah, and
I think it's really important what you say, that the public, the fans, in inverted commas, have a real role to play in the future success of the Donegal team as well. It's not just about being there to jump on the bandwagon when the success is delivered. It's to be there as we build towards that success. Maxi, listen, thanks for your service and thanks for your time today, and enjoy the spare time. Inevitably, I'm sure you'll find something to fill it, but in terms of no doubts about that. But anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, and we do appreciate your time, not just now in this interview, but over the last 6 years as well.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming, Greg, and support of the station. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. Take care. Maxi Curran there.